The mayor of New Orleans has warned that the death toll from Hurricane Katrina is likely to run into thousands.
The plane crashed into the Pentagon with such force it wiped out many.
More than 100 tornadoes killed at least 10 people.
Many grown-ups know that man-made and natural disasters are unusual, rare, and often distant events. But to youngsters, the real-life images of death and destruction on the evening news and internet can seem practically outside their doorstep, sparking nightmares and anxiety.
Let them know about these things in a very gentle fashion, but not through the news.
Joanne Cantor is Professor Emerita of Communication Arts for the University of Wisconsin-Madison. She's written books, including Teddy's TV Troubles, which examines how violence and tragedy on the tube can affect children. She says parents should keep calm and composed when addressing fears over wars, terrorism, and disasters.
They're looking for you to say something like, we don't have hurricanes here, or flooding isn't going to happen in our house because we're up high. Find something to make them feel better that's true, that makes it seem like whatever they've seen or whatever they've heard about is not going to happen here. Or, if there's a chance that it will, that you have strategies. We'll hear the sirens, we'll go upstairs, that sort of thing.
Cantor says having a plan can help kids feel prepared and able to exercise some control over any potential situations. She says it's tough because many networks do dramatic retellings of disasters or intimidating what-if scenarios that can make youngsters nervous. She says parents should be truthful, but err on the side of calmness when discussing possible trouble. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.